For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Gabby Smith out of Brainerd, Minnesota. And it was a good day all around for the Smith sisters, wasn't it?
Yeah, I heard about my sister. My parents told me after. My brother texted us after. He was a great day to be a Smith sister. So I was like, yeah.
Your team finally got to play against somebody other than yourselves. What was it like to finally get to see an opponent?
It was so fun. We've been working so hard this preseason, so it was so good to get out there with the team. I thought the freshmen played amazing. Everybody played well. I mean, there's things we got to work on, watch film tomorrow, and come out even better tomorrow, but it felt so good.
A couple of crazy things happened. Of course, that second Lindenwood goal. You know, you got to just kind of take that and let it go, don't you?
Yeah, I thought we did really well. No matter what the coaches kept saying, no matter what it is, we got to go out, keep working harder. We knew. We thought it was going to be offsides, but it wasn't. So I thought we did well at coming out the next shift and just being relentless.
Your teammate, Callie Forsberg, she's got some great speed. She finally scores her first career goal. How cool was it to see her do that?
Oh, it was so awesome. We were talking about it because we lived together. And she's like, I just want to score my first goal. And sure enough, she did it on an amazing shot. That was awesome.
Take us into overtime. That can be a little stressful. First game, you go 3-on-3. That first line went out there, weren't able to get it done. You go out there. You were relentless. I mean, you tried and tried and tried. It was like, I swear to God, nobody was going to stop Gabby Smith there in that overtime. But what was it about just being out there on that 3-on-3?
It was fun. I love 3-on-3 personally. I mean, third time's a charm, clearly. I had two other good chances, couldn't bury that. And on that third one, I just came around, nobody came to me, and Taylor was on the back door, easy little tap in for her. So that was fun.
That was a nice little shot by Taylor.
I was so happy when she buried that.
I think every Beaver fan was. Post game, I was talking about how I wanted you and Taylor to both be my number one star, just because it takes two. It takes more than just one person to win a hockey game, but what a great setup you had. So congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
All right, you got game two. What do you need to do to get ready for Lindenwood?
I think we just have to come out even harder, and then we got to bury the puck. I think we had some good chances. We were getting shots. We were getting things through. But I think we just need to all around put some pucks in the net and just simplify things, clean it up a little.
I know you and your sister are both really busy with sports. You're both on campus here at BSU. How much do you talk to each other or get together?
A lot. Usually every Wednesday we both don't have classes. And so I have it at 1, but we meet up every Wednesday. We try to have a dinner together every week. So I see her a lot.
What is your major and what are you hoping to do with it after college?
I'm an elementary ed major, so I want to be like a second, third grade teacher. I love those little kids, so that's my plan.
So we talked about your sister. You got a brother who plays in the pros. Where's he at and what's he doing now?
Just this week. He's with the Nashville Predators. Their camp started on Wednesday, and he said it's going really well. I texted him. We've been talking. So he is with the Nashville Predators at their camp right now. So,
do you get to see him play at all?
I got to see him play one time last year. Other than that, no. I mean, when he was at North Dakota, I was still in high school. So I got to see him play a lot then, but not since he's been out.
Gabby, thanks so much for your time. Good luck. Get some rest.
Yes, thank you.